Daf is Daf Kuf Yud Dalet. So let's take the last line of Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now the top of Kuf Yud Dalet. Minayin, how do you know? L'shinui begadim min haTorah, that a person needs to change clothing. Change clothing when? Says Rashi in the top. Minayin l'shinui begadim shu derech kavur lefnei hamakom, that a person should dress respectfully in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's referring to karbanos, but we'll see in a second it also applies to the davening as well. So how do you know one needs to change clothing when they're doing a respectful ma'isa and avodah to Hashem? Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Ufashetz begadav v'lovash begadam acherim. He took off his clothing and wore more different clothing, more chashuv clothing. V'hotzi zadeshin, to take out the deshin, the pasuk goes on to say, which means Tanan Dvei Rabbi Yishmael, the medecha Torah derech eretz. Torah teaches you the proper way of dressing, of acting in front of a master, in front of Hashem. Begadam shebishol behem keder l'rabo. Al yom zogbo kos l'rabo. The clothing you use to cook, to prepare food in the kitchen that you get dirty, you should not use when you serve him, when you are waiting on him. So here as well, the clothing that you use to take out the deshin, to take out the ashes from the mizbech, which would be garbage, considered garbage, you should not use those same clothing when it comes to serving the king. So when a kohen takes out the deshin, he has a special pair of clothing which meant to get dirty, and he wears a different set of clothing, big day kuna, when he's shechting the karbon, and he's catching the blood and sprinkling the blood, all the other avodas is different clothing. Okay, so very good. So the Taz says that when it comes to davening as well, the din is true, that a person should not wear the clothing that's miyuchad for tefillah, you should not wear in the bathroom. So for example, tzitzis we wear every single day, you can wear in the bathroom because they're not miyuchad l'tefillah. You wear them whether we're here, whether they're there. But a talis, the Mishnah Berurah says, when you're wearing a talis which is miyuchad l'tefillah, it's special for tefillah, a person should not wear it in the bathroom. And I spoke about this today on daf and practice and all daf. The Mishnah Berurah says also a kittel which is also exclusive for davening, a person should not wear in the bathroom. He does make a distinction. He says if a person's going simply to the ketanim, then there's a hat there. A person may wear the talis, you may wear a kittel. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, the practice is not to wear them at all if going when going to the bathroom, because it's miyuchad l'tefillah. There's a discussion about black hats and shtreimels. Black hats, Nemtel once told me, since people wear black hats in the street, it's not called miyucha l'tefillah. Someone texted me last night, actually, that a shtreimel, he sees people taking shtreimels off all the time before going to the bathroom, but people wear it in the street, shtreimels. So I said, maybe because shtreimels are worn on Shabbos, l'chavad Shabbos, not during the week, maybe that's also a certain Indian l'chavad Shabbos, a person should not wear it in the bathroom. Either way, this is a very important halacha. Gartel, they say, is that gartel. They bring as well, the poskim say, that since that's miyuchad l'tefillah, people should not bring them into the bathroom. Now, this is not an iser, it's simply a derech eretz, but it's nachon not to bring them into the bathroom. The Gemara then says, Vayter, a few lines down here, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Genai hu l'tam l'chacham, it's disgraceful for tam l'chacham, sheyete b'minolim ha'metulaim l'shuk, to wear torn shoes outside. V'ha Rabbi Acha bar Chanina Nafik, didn't he wear torn shoes? So Am Rabbi Acha b'Reid of Nachman b'Tali Agave Tali. We're talking about when there are multiple rips. If there's one rip, okay, fine. But once it's Tali Agave Tali, there's rips after rips. So then that's when we say it's improper for a Talmid Chacham to walk outside in such a manner. V'Am Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Talmid Chacham shenimsa rivav al bigado. A person finds rivav, which is what Rashi says, it's shuman or chaylev, some type of fat, some type of stain on his clothing, he's chai misa for walking outside that way. Shenemar says in the pasuk is found in Mishle, kol misanai ahavu maves. All those who hate will love death. What does it mean? Altikri misanai ela masnie. Masnie means to cause others to hate. Which Rashi explains, when a Talmid Chacham walks around, he see, and other people see the Talmid Chacham walking around the stains, they cause the observers to hate the Torah. He says, this is how the people, the Ben Torah, walks around in such a disgusting way. So he's masniya, he causes other people to hate Hashem and the Torah, and that causes mavis to the Talmid Chacham himself. Ravina Amar Rivad. What's Rivad? Rivad is Shechva Zera. So not Rivad with the base of the M, but Rivad with the Dalad, which is Shechva Zera. So Machlokis, is it referring to Shuman, or is it referring to Shechva Zera? And the Gemara answers, Lo Pliga, there is no debate. Habig Lima, Hab Levusha. One's talking about on the Beged Elyon, the outer Beged, that even a fat, even Shuman would be a problem, but one's a Levush, that undergarment, if it has a little Shuman, a little fat, that's okay. But if there's Shechva Zera on an undergarment, that would be a problem. So Gemara then says, V'amar Rabbi Chir Ba'aba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what does the pasuk mean when it says in Yeshayahu, It says, Kasher Halach, when he'd walk, Kasher Halach, Avdi Yishayahu, Aram V'yachayv. He would walk around naked and shoeless, barefoot. What does that mean? So Gemara says, Aram B'begadim, B'luim. He would be naked of torn clothing, meaning he wouldn't wear torn clothing, rather he'd wear appropriate clothing. And V'yachayv, he would wear barefoot. Barefoot doesn't mean literally barefoot. It means that he wouldn't wear B'menolam Mutulam. He wouldn't wear torn shoes, but he'd wear proper shoes. That's the drasha. So Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, this is a Mishnah that appears in Maseches Mikvaos, Hasam Rivav Al Hamardeyev. There's a little fat, a little stain on a mardeya, on a saddle, chotet. It's a chatzitza. Let's say the mardeya becomes tame. You need to put in the mikvah. So you can't have a chatzitza when you're putting something in the mikvah. So a revav is considered a chatzitza. A person's makpid on it, and therefore it wouldn't be a good tefillah. It's chotet. Rav Meshima Gamliel Omer, ad ki iser hadlaki, only if it's the size of an iser hadlaki. But if it's shorter than that, smaller than that, then that's not considered a chatzitza because people are not makpid on it. When it comes to regular clothing, if there's a stain only on one side, that's fine. But if the stain passes through both sides, that's already hakpada, and therefore would be chatzitza. And comes along Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Af Mitzad Echad Chotitz. Rabbi Yehuda felt that people are makbid, even finding a stain on just one side of the begadim. So now, in understanding this Mishnah, what's considered a chatzitza? The Gemara asks, Bai Minei Rabbi Shimei Lakish Mir Rabbi Chanina, Mardas Mitzad Echad, O Mishneit Stadim. When we said above that there's a stain on a saddle, it's a chatzitza. Now, is that only if it's on one side, even if it's one side, or only if the chatzitza passes through both sides, would it then serve as a chatzitza? But if it's only on, for a tefillah, we put it in the mikvah, it becomes tameh. No, you're putting that for you, for the mardas. Mardas is tameh, and you want to make the mardas tahor, you need to put the mardas into the mikvah. So the, exactly, yeah. So the question is, now this stain that's on the mardas, is it only mitad echad? Would that be a chatita, or only if it goes through shnei tzadim? So Amr Lei, so he says back, Rabbi Chanina says back to Reish Lakish, Zulo Shemati, I didn't hear this particular psak. However, Koyotzi Bo Shemati, I heard something quite similar. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us this too is in Maseches Mikvos. It says that Rabbi Yossi Omer Shel Banayim Mitzad Echad, a Banayim will see in a second to Tamar Chacham. A Tamar Chacham is Beged, if there's a stain on even just one side, it's a Chatzitza. The Shel Boor, if it's a Beged of a Boor, Mishneit Tzadim. If you have to, not talk about wearing the clothing, but about, again, the Mikvah. Putting the begadim in the mikvah, if it's a beged of a tamar chacham, a stain on tzad echad is a chatita, but a boor, which is an amna, who is an amna aretz, mitshnei tzadim, only then would it be a chatita. And the Gemara says, once you establish that, velo tehei mardas chashuva mi bigdel shel am haaretz. The mardas, the saddle, should not be any more chashuv, any more machmer than a beged of an am haaretz, which means if an am haaretz's beged has to have a stain, mishnei tzadim, for both sides, that's what's going to establish it to be a chatita. So too by mardas, a stain on both sides too would create a chatita. But if it's only mitad echad, then it would not serve as a chatita. So now the Gemara wants to know, who's banayim? My banayim. We said before, banayim versus a boor. What's a banayim? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Eilu Tamidei Chachamim, She'oskim B'binyano Shel Olam Koyimem. This is a Tamar Chacham who's osek in building the world. That's why it's called a banayim. By his learning, he builds the world. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Eizu Tamar Chacham, So on this topic of what's the definition of a Tamar Chacham, Eizu Tamar Chacham, what's a Tamar Chacham? Shemachzirin lo aveda b'tviyas ha'ayin. That the Tamar Chacham has the ability that we're able to return an aveda to a Tamar Chacham simply by tviyas ha'ayin, by him saying this is mine. Meaning normally, the way you return an aveda is only if he has simanim. He gives the, I have the siman, it has this color, it has this tear, this whatever it is, this stain. But at Tamar Chacham, we trust him that he's not going to lie. And therefore, it's Tfiyas Ayin by him saying, I recognize that this is mine, without giving a proper siman, we would still trust him, we would give it to him. So which type of Tamar Chacham qualifies for this? So Gemara says, Zeh makbid al chaluko lehofcha. A person is a Tamar Chacham who's so careful not only what he knows, but how he acts as well. And if he's makbid, let's say he's wearing one of his garments is inside out, he'll be makbid to make sure to turn it the right way. Because it's a ganai, if a person sees a Tamar Chacham wearing a shirt or a sock or something inside out, it's a ganai for people to see that, so he's makbid to wear his clothing in such a way. That would indicate he qualifies as such a Tamar Chacham, whereby we return an aveda to him with Tfiyas Ayin alone. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, further, the Gemara says, which type of Talmid Chacham would we appoint to be a leader in charge of the community, in charge of a shul? Zeh sheshoalin oso davar halacham b'chol makom, that we could ask him a question all over Kol Torah Kula. V'omer, he'll give you the answer, v'afilu b'maseches kal, even maseches kal, which Rashi says is not very learned, not very much learned, it's not known to many people, but even maseches kal, he knows how to answer questions. That's a Talmid Chacham who's worthy of being appointed Rav of a Tzibur. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ezu Talmid Chacham shebnei Iro mituvin lasos lo melachto, which is a Talmid Chacham that the city, people from the city need to support him, that he should be able to learn further. Zeh sheminiach chefso v'osek b'chefte shemayim. Talmid Chacham who mesiris his moser nefesh to not be osek in his own chafatim, not to work, and he's willing to sit and learn kolo. That's a Talmid Chacham who's willing to be moser nefesh, where the tzibur has to help support him. However, the Gemara says, Hani milei lemitrech berifta, but it doesn't mean to support him with a mansion and a fancy car. It means to give him the food, to make, have parnasa for his family, but not to go on luxurious vacations, just to support the bare minimum. But that's a Talmid Chacham who one has to support. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan eitzu Talmid Chacham, who is a Talmid Chacham? Kol sheshalon also halacha halacha b'chol makom v'omro. So he says, so l'may nafkamina, we said that statement above, what was the nafkamina? So the Gemara says, "Limnuye parnes al tzibur." So that qualifies for him being right to be the rav of the tzibur. So v'ibachad masechta ba'aser. If he's only knows one masechta, but he knows maseches makos. Let's say, for example, he knows that really, really well. So ba'aser. So then he's right to be a rav in his particular community in a very small neighborhood. Ibekule tenuya. If he knows how to answer all of a shas shailas, then Bereish Masifti is worthy of being the Rosh Hashiva. So this is just an interesting daf about who qualifies for different levels, different positions of authority in terms of Rabbanus. The Gemara now says we asked above who is this category of people called the Banaim. We said Banaim, if the Beged has stain on even one side, that's a Chatita. So earlier, Rabbi Yochanan said, Banaim are Tamid Chachamim that build the world, the bone of the world, Binyan Sha'olam. But comments along Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said, no. Reish Lakish Amar, Elu Kalim Ha'ulairin Ha'ban Medinas Hayam. There are different types of cloths or towels brought from overseas. And Rashi explains here, if you take a look at the Rashi last seven narrow lines, in the Rashi, Elu Kalim Ha'olairin, Hadetzan Benayim, that which we mentioned above, that the clothing of the Benayim, Mitan Echad, if there's a stain even on just one side, Hainu Kalim Shel Olairin, the Kalim of these people, Balanim Shieshlem Olantayis Chashuvos, the people who would run the bathhouses would have very, very chashuv towels, Ulasate Pem, or robes or something to wrap themselves in. B'nei Adam Chashuvim B'teisim in Amerchas, when they walk out of the bathhouse, they have these very chashuv, prestigious robes they would wear. And they would Makpidin al Tinuf Ma'at, every tiny stain would be very makpidin, there shouldn't be any stain on it. It's a Gemara we used in Daf Lam and Gimel that the people in the bathhouse would be called Banaim. So that's what it's referring to. They're very makbid on any little stain. So the Gemara says now, Lemeimer, is this to suggest the Chivarininu? Is this to suggest they're makbid because these things that they would wear, these robes, are white? Vahamar Luhu Rabbi Yanai Lebanav. Rabbi Yanai told his children, Banai, my dear children, Al tikburini lo bekelim levanim, don't bury me in white clothing, lo bekelim shurim, nor in black clothing. Why? Levanim, shema lo eska vehaya kichasan ben avelim. Don't bury me in white clothing, because perhaps I won't be zocher. I'll be found in Gehenim amongst all the people wearing black clothing in Gehenim. I'm going to be wearing white clothing, so don't bury me in white clothing, he said. And at the same time, shurim, don't put black clothing on me when you bury me. Shema eska, perhaps I'm going to be zocher to be in Olam Haba in Gan Eden. I'm going to be wearing black clothing. I'll look like an Ovel amongst Chasanim, amongst everyone wearing white clothing. Bring me those special robes that they would wear. So Alma, we see it's not white, it's not black, rather sumkinini. They're like three basic colors, obviously other colors as well. But at least in, I imagine there's a much deeper meaning here. In the Zohar speaks about many times that three major colors are white, black, and red. So the Gemara assumes it's not white, it's not black, it's something else, it must be red. So it's red clothing you'd wear, not white. So the Gemara says, lo kasha, that's not a machlokas. Ha beglimi, ha bevushi. Depends, one's the outer clothing, one's the undergarments. The outer clothing doesn't say which is which here, but I'll tell you what they explain here, that they say when it comes to the outer clothing, that is red, and when it comes to the undergarments of these robes, that was white. That's the difference. So there is no machlokas. Gemara now says, last the six lines of the page here, that Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Mikaflin v'chulu. We had said before, on the Mishnah yesterday, that they would fold clothing and prepare the beds only for Shabbos, but you can't prepare for after Shabbos. In other words, if you're going to make your bed on Shabbos, so it's ready for when you sleep Motzei Shabbos, that would be a violation of Hachana. So on this topic, the Gemara says, the last few lines of the Amud Aleph here, Tanu Rabbanan. The Braisa says, Olas Shabbos b'Shabbaso, that the Ola of the Shabbos can be brought on Shabbos itself. Limeid al Chelvei Shabbos shekreven b'Yom HaKippur. That let's say Yom Kippur is Matzah Shabbos. So Shabbos into Yom Kippur. So the fats of Shabbos, normally any fats of the Karbanot Shabbos, you could burn on Matzah Shabbos. It's a regular chol. But even when that Matzah Shabbos is Yom Kippur, which is of course a Yontif, so even then you could continue to burn them after Shabbos, even though it's Yom Kippur and you should only be burning things that are Nogea and Shayach to Yom Kippur. There's a special example of that a Chelvei Shabbos can be pushed off and burnt on Yom Kippur, Matzah Shabbos, which is Yom Kippur. So Yachal, one might think Afshe Yom Kippur Mishabbos, one might think the apps should work as well. Meaning, if Yom Kippur is Erev Shabbos, and you have the Chelvei, the fats from the Karbanos of Yom Kippur, you should be able to burn them Friday night now, even though it's no longer Yom Kippur. One might think maybe you could do that on the flip side. Yachal af sheyom kippurim b'Shabbos, tam lomer b'Shabbaso, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. The word is Shabbaso, the vav Shabbaso is limiting its Shabbos, meaning only Shabbos, kizdoche Yom Kippur, but Yom Kippur is not doche Shabbos. That's the understanding of Rabbi Shmuel. Comes along Rabbi Akiva omer, olas Shabbos b'Shabbaso, the same exact passage, but he learned something different. Limeida al chelve Shabbos shekrevim b'yomtif. Meaning if Matzah Shabbos is Yomtif, not Yom Kippur. If it's Matzah Shabbos is Yomtif, so then you could take the fat of Shabbos and continue to burn that Matzah Shabbos even though it's Yomtif. Yachal, one might think, af b'Yom HaKippurim. One might think that Shabbos could even be Docha and burn the fats of Shabbos on Yom Kippur. Tamalomer b'Shabbaso. Shabbaso limits. Shabbos is only Docha Yomtif, but it's not Docha Yom Kippur. So we see that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva argue whether the fats, whether Chelve Shabbos is Docha Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, Kishatim Salomar, when you now understand each position, the Divi Rabbi Yishmol, who allowed Chelve Shabbos to be burnt on Yom Kippur, according to him, he holds in general, Nidarm v'nidavos kreven b'yamtif. There's a machlokas in general, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai argued this as well. Rabbi Shmol is always like Rabbi, actually maybe not in this case, but either way, Nidarm v'nidavos, he holds, Rabbi Shmol holds it can be brought on Yomtif. You can give a Nidav on Shabbos, a Nether on Yomtif rather, you're allowed to. And therefore, it's obvious if a neder nedava can be brought on Yontif, certainly Chelve Shabbos can be burnt on Yontif. A chiv could be burnt. So you don't need a pasuk in the word of Rabbi Shmuel to prove that Chelve Shabbos goes on Yontif. So what do you need a pasuk for, according to Rabbi Shmuel? Must be the chi itzrich kra l'yom HaKippurim. That's why Rabbi Shmuel allows a Chelve Shabbos to not only docha Yontif, because that's already intuitive, it's already understood. Rather, it's the chiddush is to teach me it's even burning on Yom Kippur. That's Rabbi Shmuel's understanding. According to Lidivrei Rabbi Akiva, Nidarm v'Nidavos ain kreven b'yamtif. The default is you can't bring Neder and Nidavim on Yantif. Neder, Nidarm, and Nidavos on Yantif. And therefore, Chelve Shabbos shouldn't be brought on Yantif either. Ah, but when the pasuk comes, v'chi itzirakra, the mishrei b'yamtif. The pasuk tells me, but you can, even though Nidarm, Nidavos may not be brought on Yomtif, but Chelve Shabbos may be brought in Yomtif. Therefore, there is no available pasuk to also include Chelve Shabbos in Yom Kippur, and that's really the Nekudas Machlokas explained to Gemara. So I'm Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi Zeir says now, going on to Amud Beis here, let's try to finish this parak. Rabbi Zeir says on the top of Kuf Yudal Amud Beis, Ki Avina Bebavel. When I was in Bavel, I was learning in Bavel, and Amri, they said, Hod Tanya, that Braisa which teaches us, the Yom HaKippurim, Shechal Yoz Erev Shabbos, if it's Yom Kippur is on a Friday, Lohayu token, they would not blow the shofar. Meaning every Erev Shabbos, on a regular weekday, we learned earlier in the Masechta, they blow on the shofar a few times to warn people that Shabbos is approaching. If that Erev Shabbos is Yom Kippur, they would not blow the shofar. Uve Matzah Shabbos, and Matzah Shabbos, Lohayu Mavdilin, they wouldn't make Havdalah either, on Matzah Shabbos. Divriyakol, that's according to everyone. So just look at Rashi here. Rashi says, Lohayu token Erev Shabbos, Sheish Tekios, Shetoken be'erev Shabbos, lahav to lahavdil. The regular six tekios they blow on an Erev Shabbos to tell people to stop working, mishum di Yom HaKippurim kadosh ki Shabbos, since Yom Kippur has the same status, almost exactly like Shabbos itself, v'asa b'chol melacha, they will not blow the shofar on Shabbos because it's already asa to do melacha. Already on Friday it's Yom Kippur. They already can't do melacha on Yom Kippur, so there's no need to blow shofar. And Motzei Shabbos, when Yom Kippur is Motzei Shabbos, so Shabbos goes into Yom Kippur, you wouldn't do Havdalah either, says Rashi. Lo ayu mavdilin b'tfila hamavdil ben kodesh l'kod, kodesh, kimo shemavdilin b'yomtif, shechal lios b'Motzei Shabbos. Meaning normally, when Shabbos goes into Yomtif, we make a Havdalah and Kiddush of Yomtif. We say a special Kiddush, but we add the Havdalah ben kodesh l'kodesh. There's a special type of Havdalah there. But that we do not do that when it comes to Shabbos into Yom Kippur, because Shabbos and Yom Kippur are almost the same Kedusha. It's not Ben Kodesh and Kodesh. It is the Hainu Hach. It's the same exact Kedusha. So there's no Tkios before Shabbos, when Yom Kippur is Erev Shabbos, and there's no Havdalah when Yom Kippur is Matzah Shabbos. So the Gemara says, that's all when I learned in Bavel. However, Ki Salikin Alahasam, when I went back there to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechisit Lihuda Berei, the Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, I found him, the Yosef, he was sitting, the Kamar, he said, that's all Rabbi Kiva, that's only the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, that says there's no Tkios and there's no Havdalah. However, D. Rabbi Yishmael himself, Kevin the Amar Chelve Shabbos Kravim B'Yom HaKippurim, since Rabbi Yishmael says you could burn the Shabbos fats on Yom Kippur, tells us that the Yom Kippur is a lesser level than Shabbos Litaka. You should blow the shofar. Why? Kiheich, in order that people should know, the Lehevi Yadah, the Chelve Shabbos Kravim B'Yom Kippur, to tell you that you're allowed to go ahead and burn the fats on Yom Kippur. Don't think that it's a high-level Kedusha and you can't burn them. You should be able to. Just look at Rashi to explain a little bit further. D'i Rabbi Yishmael, says Rashi, around 10 narrow lines down, Kaven de kil le Yom HaKippur mishabbos, since Yom Kippur is a lower level than Shabbos, Litoka, blow the shofar, lehabtil mehakriva chav Yom HaKippur mishabbos, meaning the question is, Shabbos into Yom Kippur, you could burn the fats onto Yom Kippur. But Yom Kippur, before Shabbos, you cannot burn Yom Kippur fats onto Shabbos. So when Yom Kippur is Erev Shabbos, you should blow the shofar to tell me that don't think it's the same way. You cannot take the leftover fats and burn them onto Shabbos. U'b'tekiyazu, with this tekiya, yavinu shuyam hakal. You realize that Yom Kippur is a lesser day than that of Shabbos. U'lechshiachal Yom Kippur motzei Shabbos. However, when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos in a different year, rather motzei Shabbos in a different year, v'lo yitku, and you don't blow the shofar, yadu shemotu lahakrib bochel v'Shabbos, you will realize you can burn the fats of Shabbos on Yom Kippur. You just can't burn the fats of Yom Kippur on Shabbos. So Gemara says no. You don't need to do this because I said, Aminoleh, I said to him, Anna, when I said back, this is, okay, who's speaking here? This is Rabbi Zera, when he said to people in Eretz Yisrael, to Yehuda Bered Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, he says, no, you don't need to blow the shofar in this case, even though what you're saying makes sense. Kohanim Zrizim Heim, Kohanim are Zariz, they're the ones who are burning the fats. It's not you and I, well, Ezra would be. But you and I, me and David, wouldn't be burning this. We don't. The Am doesn't need to know this. Only the Kohanim need to know what the din is of Chelve Shabbos and Chelve Yom HaKippurim. For them, they don't need a reminder. They don't need a simon. They already know the halacha. They're very zaruz. They're very particular. They know the halachas, and therefore, there's no need for a shofar at all in this instance. Amen. Amrlei, Mar Kishisha Berei Rav Chista says, the Rav Ashi, Mi Amrinan Kohanim Zerizim Hein? Do we always say Kohanim are zaruz? V'hatan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us that shalosh lehavdil am mimlacha, shalosh lehavdil ben kodesh l'chol? Don't we say that you have the Mishnah teaches us that you always have to blow the shofar, even in the Beis HaMikdash is referring to, even in the Beis HaMikdash, they blow the shofar, Erev Shabbos, to warn them not to do any mlacha. Ah, so the Beis HaMikdash, don't we say Kohanim is the reason name? The Gemara says, no, Kedamar Abayi. Abayi says in a different context, I'll explain in just a second, L'shar Amed Yerushalayim. When they blow that case is talking about, the Rashi refers to Gemara and Yuma, that they make this little nevreshes. The Hilni Amalka, the queen, she made this little nevreshes, which was like a little gold plaque. When the sun would rise, it would shine off, and it would be like an alarm clock, a reminder, oh, the sun is rising, say Shema. So the Gemara says, why did the Kohanim have to know this? The Gemara says the Kohanim actually were not so careful in Zman Kriya Shema because of the Avoda. But either way, the Gemara says it wasn't for the Kohanim. This Nevreshes was for the rest of Yerushalayim. So too, just like Abayi says the function of that Nevreshes was for Shar Ame Yerushalayim, here as well, Hachanami, the blowing of the shofar wasn't for the Kohanim. They knew. They knew when Shabbos was. They didn't need a reminder. It was for the Shar Ame de Yerushalayim. It was for everyone else. And at the end of the day, Kohanim are actually Zrizim. And since they're Zariz, there is no need to blow the shofar when it comes to Yom Kippur and Shabbos, because that only affects what happened to the Beis HaMikdash, about Chelve Shabbos and Chelve Yom HaKippurim. And for that reason, there is no need to blow the shofar when Yom Kippur falls out on Erev Shabbos, even according to Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara now says halfway down to the Amud Beis here that Litaka, why not blow the shofar for another reason? There is a heter even for Shar Ha'am, for the rest of the Hamonam. What's that? Kihecha diliyade the Shari b'knivas yerek min amincha lemala. There's a din when Yom Kippur falls out. You know we can't do any hachana. Just like on Shabbos, you can't do hachana mishabbos l'chol. You can't prepare for after Shabbos. So too, you can't prepare on Yom Kippur for after Yom Kippur. The one exception is if the person is going to start cutting up vegetables to prepare the meal for Yom Kippur, Matzah Yom Kippur, that's allowed. Because it's Agmas Nefesh to be fasting and having to cut up whatever vegetable you're cutting up, that's Agmas Nefesh, that's going to add to the Inoy, which we want people to add to the Inoy. That's the one heter where you can violate Hachana, since it's going to increase the Agmas Nefesh. So that should be a reason why you should blow the shofar. Because there is a distinction between Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Yom Kippur, Knivas Yairik, is allowed, but not on Shabbos. So the Gemara again says, V'litaka, blow the shofar on Yom Kippur, Erev Shabbos, kiecha diliyade the shari b'knivas yerek min amincha olamala, to the approve that would be allowed. So the Gemara then says that Amar of Yosef lufisha ein dochen shvus lahatir. We don't doche shvus lahatir, meaning the shvus of blowing a shofar on Yom Kippur or Shabbos, that's a shvus, right? Blowing shofar is not a malach, it's a shvus. But we're not doche shvus in order to allow a person to provide a heter for someone. Rashi explains here, last few narrow lines here, lefisha ein dochen shvus lahatir, tkiya shofar shvusu. The commerce dilitchi lahodia heter, b'knives yerek. We're suggesting, we're asking, maybe you should blow the shofar to allow one to start, to remind someone they could cut vegetables. Ein dochen shvus lahatir, ela eser. The only way you could doche shvus is in order to asr something, to remind a person that something's asr, that you can't do work anymore. That's when we'd be allowed a shvus to asr something. But to make a shvus, to a docha shvus, to allow a heter, that much we don't do. And therefore, we're not going to blow the shofar to remind people that you're allowed to do something. That wouldn't be allowed. Comes along back to the Gemara now. Rav Sheshe Bere de Rav Idi Amar, shvus krova hitira, shvus rechoka lo hitira. He says differently. Now, the reason, even if shvus heter were allowed, we would allow it to be docha shvus for a heter. But here, only the heter is right around the corner. If the shvus is a rechok, it's far away, that we wouldn't allow. What does it mean, shvus, krova, shvus, rechoka? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says here, Rav Sheshes Bered Rav Idi Amar, Li olam really dochen shvus lahatir ihavi mibailan hetera ha'idna. We would allow a person to violate a shvus to remind people that something's mutter, if that heter was happening right now. Aval hasha now, in the case, if Yom Kippur falls out on Erev Shabbos, on Friday, we don't allow Knives Yerek. Why? Why can't he prepare the food? Because Sharei B'Shabbos Lo Yivashim, you can't cook them. Matzah Yom Kippur, it's Shabbos now. So when you're blowing the shofar on Yom Kippur that falls out on Erev Shabbos, it's not a heter for right now. Because you can't do it right now, because tonight when Yom Kippur's over, it's Shabbos and you can't cook. It's only to tell you that next year, when Yom Kippur falls out on a regular weekday, you'd be allowed to do Knives Yerek. But that's not a heter for right now, and therefore that's not a shvus krova, that's a shvus rechoka. And a shvus rechoka, a shvus to allow a heter in a rechoka, in a distant for next year, that would not be allowed. So Gemara says back inside, ushvus krova hetira. Do we really allow a shvus when the heter is right around the corner? It's right now, it's krova. V'hatzan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us already that Yom Tov Shechal Yos Erev Shabbos, if Yom Tov is on a Friday, token v'lo mavdilin, Shabbos mavdilin v'lo token. So if Yom Tov falls out on Erev Shabbos, you blow the shofar to remind everyone now it's Shabbos coming in, even though it's Yom Tov, you blow a shofar, and to tell you that Shabbos is coming in now, the severity of Malach is much more severe, but you don't do Avdallah, because Yom Tov into Shabbos is increasing Kedusha, so there's no Avdallah that way. On the flip side, however, on a Matzah Shabbos, meaning if Shabbos goes into Yom Tov, it goes down in levels, so there's a Havdalah, we know, being Kodesh to Kodesh you do, but Lo Token, you don't blow a shofar, because it's a Shvus Le'eser, Shvus Lehatir. You don't blow a shofar to say, oh, Shabbos is over now, you can start doing more Malach in Yom Tov. We don't do a Shvus Lehatir ever, even if it's Krova, even though it's right now. V'amai, why not? Litaka, shouldn't we blow the shofar? Kiecha Dilade Deshar B'Shchita La'alter? So shouldn't we blow a shofar Matzah Shabbos to tell people now it's Yom Tov and you could go ahead and shecht an animal if you need to eat an animal for Yom Tov? So it must be that we don't allow shvus heter at all. Shvus lahatir is aser, bein rechoka, bein krova. We never do a shvus lahatir something. Ella, therefore, the Gemara concludes, mechavrsa, Rav Yosef, we revert back. It's clear, the answer of Rav Yosef is clear, that the reason why we don't do this is because, again, the visha ein dochen shvus lahatir. We never allow a shvus, we never blow the shofar to permit something, only to prohibit something. The Gemara now says further, Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Huna, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Huna, Yom HaKippur. Shechalios b'Shabbos. Let's say Yom Kippur is on Shabbos itself now. Aser b'knivas yerek. This case, you cannot do knivas yerek. Only if it's Yom Kippur is a weekday can you prepare food for Matzah Yom Kippur. But if it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to. So Amar Rav Mana says, Tana minayin Yom HaKippur and Shechalios b'Shabbos she'aser b'knivas yerek. How do you know when Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, knivas yerek is actually aser? Tam Lomar, it says in the Pasuk, Shabbason shvus. So what's that referring to? Lamai. Ilema l'mlacha, it's telling me that Yom Kippur, you can't do any mlacha. Well, we already know you can't do mlacha on Yom Kippur. V'haksiva, lo sasek kol mlacha. Ella, must be, what's being added in here is, el lava knivas yerek shmamina. That the shvus of the Pasuk referring to knivas yerek is aser when it coincides with Shabbos. So Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yom HaKippurim Shechalios b'Shabbos, Mutter b'Knivas Yerek. He argued and felt that even if it falls out on Shabbos, you'd be allowed to do Knivas Yerek. So before going weiter here, just look at a couple of Tosas, and we do have some time here. Tosas Dibar Maschil Ela L'Knivas Yerek. So Tosas writes here, even though we just brought a Pasuk here to try to aser it, at least on Shabbos, Nira L'Ri Desmachta Ba'amu. It's only Desmachta, the idea of Knivas Yerek. Dima deraisa, if it really were to be deraisa, b'yom kippur nami litaser, it should be also in Yom Kippur as well. This concept of knivas yerek, of cutting vegetables. Meaning when we said before that you cannot do knivas yerek on Shabbos, that's not a malacha. That's simply an asmach ba'alma, don't prepare things. Because if it's really a malacha, then it should be also on Yom Kippur as well. V'ha, the Amar Parakla, God asks Hosos, hi man, the kind of silka, one who cuts a silka, a radish or something? What, a leek? Is a leek? Chayv shtayim or chayv two? So, it's also to cut vegetables on Shabbos? Hasam mayib b'mechuber. That's when it's attached to the ground. It's a kotzer. It's what we're talking about here. Hach ayri b'talosh. That which is detached from the ground. I got a cucumber in my refrigerator. That's talosh. That's what we're talking about. Knivas yerek. Kidapirish b'kunches. V'lo dami. It's not similar. Laha d'amar perakla gadol. Hayman de parasilka. Person who chops up leek, chai mishim tochen, it's grinding, because hasam mari kishosa chatichos dakos mod, he make them very, very small, tochen is only when they're chatichos dakos. However, haka, here we're talking about mari kishosa chatichos gdolos, we're making larger pieces, it's very halach lemais here. Person's grinding up or cutting up food, vegetables, peppers, cucumbers, you can't cut them up small, that's a violation of tochen. You could cut them up large, but you can't cut them up small. Unclear how do you define big, how you define small. So they say, whatever you normally do to cut them up, make them bigger than you normally cut them up. So if you're cutting avocado to eat avocado, make them very large pieces, but don't make them small. Then take a look at the last toast on the page here, and then we'll finish the parakof. Vamai, litaka keicha diliade deshar b'shchita. We had said you should blow Matzah Shabbos into Yom Kippur, rather, Matzah Shabbos into Yontif, to tell us that you're allowed to now shecht in Yontif. That was a suggestion in the Gemara. Lo lohodia the Yontif kiel, not to tell me the Yontif is more lenient, el lohodia shulaila, to just let you know it's nighttime. That's all. So now, that line, but look at this next tosos. If I were to ask a person, why do you blow the shofar Matzah Yom Kippur. The Tosa says there are two reasons why we blow the shofar Matzah Yom Kippur. He says V'chein Omer Ri says Masha Token b'Matzah Yom HaKippurim in general Eino Ela Lehodia Shulayla. It's simply to tell people it's night that Yom Kippur is over. That's all. V'yachilu es b'neim she'esanu. Now go home and feed your children because they've been fasting all day. They're hungry. V'gam lahachin tzudas Matzah Yom Kippur she kein yantif. There's a very important Tosas that indicates that it's a yantif here. We'll see later on in the Masechta about if there's a fire, you have to save certain meals for eating. There's a heter to save meals for Matzah Yom Tif. Because Matzah Yom Kippur, there's a certain yantif. The Gemara talks that when the Kohen Gadol would come out of the Beis HaMikdash from the Hal Avoda, he'd celebrate and make a whole big suda, a whole big yantif. So the Matzah Yom Kippur suda is not simply a break fast. It's actually a celebration. There's an inyan brought down by the poskim. You should have chicken, oaf. Because it's a sud, it's a real sud, this mitzvah, not simply just ending your fast. There's a real yantif to it. So the blowing of the shofar is to tell everyone the fast is over, go home and celebrate and go have a meal. And Kemosha Sad HaPaitan, the Paitan wrote, Achar Gemar Mitzoy, after you finish the whole yantif, Mitzoy Echel, Bedatzoy, Viratzoy, go ahead and eat. There's a mitzvah in eating. V'lo kimachzorim, not like the machzorim writes, says Tosa, shekasa ben shitkia zeichel yovel, to remind you of the yovel. The yovel, they also blow the shofar in Yom Kippur itself, because kilama token b'chol shana v'shana. Why every year? Yovel is kiha yovel b'chol shana v'shana. Was yovel every single year? It's every 50 years. And therefore, it wouldn't be shaykh to blow the shofar every Yom Kippur. Therefore, it's really to tell people that the fast is over, go home and feed your family.
Yeah.
That's not a halach l'maisa, but that's the svar of it, the reason. So the Gemara now says, last few lines, Meisive asks the Gemara, Minayin liyom ha-kipurim shechalios b'shabbos she'asa b'knivis yarek. How do you know when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, it's usher to prepare the vegetables? Tamalomar shabbason shvus l'mai. What's that referring to? Ilema l'mlacha v'haksiv. Already we know lo sasekom l'mlacha. Ela lav b'knivis yarek. So we see that the pasuk says, k'nivis yarek is usher mina Torah when Yom Kippur is chal on Shabbos. Where it says, lo, not true. It's actually referring to liolam l'mlacha. K'nivas yarek is a mutter, and this is referring to mlacha. Ah, don't we already know it's asa to do mlacha on Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, you're right. But still, lav or le, ba'asei v'lo sase. We learn one, and we learn the lav from lo sase ko mlacha, and we learn the shvus from shabbason. So there's two things that one violates in asei and lo sase when performing mlacha on Yom Kippur. So Tanya kavase de b'yochanan, the price of sports of Yochanan, the Yom HaKippur b'shechalios b'shabbos, Mutter, Mekniyas Yarek, you're allowed to, Mekniyas Yarek is permitted. So Gemara then says, Mefatzin be'agozim mefarkasin b'rimonim, min ha-mincha l'mala, a person could cut open these nuts and pomegranates, min ha-mincha l'mala, on Yom Kippur as well, and not only vegetables, but any preparation would be allowed on Yom Kippur after mincha, mefne agbas nefesh, because it increases the inoy, which is what we're trying to promote. And finally, the Beir Rabbi Yehuda mekanfei karba, he would cut up some type of vegetable. The Beir Abba gardi kari, he'd prepare another type of vegetable. All this is kaven the chazi havik kemecharfei, since he saw that the very makbid to start cutting these gourds and stuff like that. Mecharfei means Rashi makdim in lefnei mincha. Started doing it too early. The hashalav agvas nefesh is not such agvas nefesh because it's so early in the day. It's only when you're like getting later in the fast day, it's really increasing. Only then. Is it really allowed? So Amar Lahu, Rabbi said to them, Asa igarta mimarava, Mishrei Rabbi Yochanan da Aser. They had a letter they received from Rabbi Yochanan that they now asered, preparing it afterwards, because since they started seeing people doing it too early, they asered doing it entirely. And here, Hajnalach Elu, Ve'elu Haksharm, Mirta Hashem, we'll continue the next parak tomorrow.